Right now, I believe it's the Delonte West show.
Yeah, thank you, Bob. Went to shoot around to speak with Delonte West. After it was over, the greatness of Sarah Melton was helping me out to try to get him to talk one-on-one. As he left the shoot around, she tried to get him. She kept calling his name, but he just kept running. Wouldn't even turn around. And she yelled out, "At least you could turn around and acknowledge me." But he kept going. So I think they were going to the practice court downstairs.
Do you think Sarah feels good about being the number one off-mic laugher now and at the ticket again, now that she got rid of Groobs?
I think that was her plan all along. So now they go to the practice court to work on some stuff, I guess, and then another guy walks up and says, "You're the one that wants Delonte, right?" I said, "Yes." He said, "All right, follow me." And he turns around and says, "Man, I really had to convince him to do this." So I'm thinking, oh, man.
Who told you that?
Boy, I don't know his name. I think his name is Alan.
Huh.
And see, my buddy who works with the Cavs said, "You guys just got to go do some stuff with Delonte. He's great. He's very opinionated about anything." And as we read the story about him going to the zoo, he'll say anything. He's just kind of crazy. But he said,
he also has this major force field.
Well, yes. But he said you have to get him on the right time.
Right.
So this story sounds just like that.
And
like,
as he tells me
I would think this is not the right time.
Yeah, I'm getting a little nervous.
If you had to get talked into.
And as he said, I really had to talk him into this. So now we're meeting in the offices of the Mavericks, not on the practice court or anything, in the front reception.
So there are people and witnesses?
Yeah, there's a receptionist. There's another guy.
In case something happens?
Just on his computer. He's just sitting there.
In case Donovan is missing?
So I am a little nervous, because I'm getting this vibe that he really doesn't want to talk. So now he walks in, and I roll from the very beginning. So you're going to hear me introduce myself.
All right,
and
perfect.
We'll go from there.
Excuse me, sir.
You doing all right, man?
How you doing?
Good. My name's Donovan. I work at the Ticket here in Dallas, so it's nice to meet you, man.
Yeah.
All right. It doesn't matter, man. If you want me to pull that chair up to sit down, that's cool. All right.
So I'll pull up the chair and sit down. We're off to a good start.
So first off, on the basketball front, how's the finger, ankle with this crazy season? How's the whole body going?
Everything's great, man, you know. It's all mental, you know what I'm saying? I mean, I ain't 100%, but, you know, you got to convince your body that you are. And you know, with this home stretch, you know, there's no excuses, you know what I mean? We need all hands on deck, literally.
Right, so with this crazy season, what is the bigger fact? Is it mentally or physically?
Well, it's more mental. It's more mental because it's definitely draining on the body. I mean, we've seen that across the league all year. And you see with the standings, you know, some of those back-to-back-to-backs early on in the season come back to haunt a lot of teams in the standings. But it's okay. That's what it's getting fun. That's when basketball is at its best. You know what I mean? For us, we already in the playoffs.
All right. So you've been here since December, man. It's April. We really don't have a get to know Delonte. So I'm just gonna ask you a few questions, man. We'll roll through them. Where did you grow up?
Washington D.C.
Chocolate City.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Is that the
Chocolate
correct
City
acronym for that city?
This is what we call.
Yeah, a lot of black folks.
Am I allowed?
A lot of black folks
can I say
in D.C.
Are we allowed to say that?
Yeah, it's Chocolate City.
So if I say that to Delonte, he's going to just nod, or does he put me in a headlock?
No. You're good.
Give me a wedgie.
Chocolate City.
I've never heard a white person say that, and you know it. Stop trying to get us killed.
I would not.
He's like, that's fine. Go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead. Stick that pin in that light socket.
I would not get you killed. You know that.
It tickles.
Injured, not killed.
All right, so you've been here since December, man. It's April. We really don't have a get-to-know Delonte. So I'm just going to ask you a few questions, man. We'll roll through them. Where did you grow up?
Washington, D.C.
Chocolate City.
Mm-hmm.
All right, is that the correct acronym for that city? I've never visited D.C.
What?
It sure is.
are there a lot of black people in D.C.? That's what I wanted to know.
No, yeah.
Well, they don't make chocolate there.
I know. You've defined that.
I know.
Well.
I'm okay. Nervous. Don't right. Worry about
oh,
it.
Okay.
DC. It sure is. The one and original home of go-go.
So,
what?
What hospital?
Translation, please.
Home of go-go music.
Go-go, yeah.
Go-go music?
It's a type of music. It's like house music, kind of.
Oh. Right.
Here's Tom.
There you go, Tom.
Thank you.
Is that an acronym for music?
Oh, yeah, sorry. Yeah.
DC is.
It sure is. The one and original home of go-go.
So, what high school did you go to?
What hospital?
High school.
High school. I thought you said hospital. Eleanor Roosevelt.
Now, were you one of these superstars in high school? Were you the bomb in every sport besides basketball? You play football, baseball, anything like that?
No, man, just basketball. You know, I was player of the year in Maryland and you know, the prom king, all that good stuff.
Prom king, huh?
Yeah.
How many?
All right, pause. Are we playing this at the right speed?
No, that's how he talks.
Yes, correct speed.
That is an amazingly slow delivery. Amazingly.
For a guy who is amazingly quick on the court.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, I just don't think his mood was to be interviewed that day. He was just sitting there looking straight ahead, kind of, you know.
Yeah.
Kinda. It's the right speed.
Like basketball.
How many girls did you have as a prom date? Did you have options?
No, not at all, man. I was one woman man my whole life.
Oh, all through high school. Okay. Now, growing up in D.C., as crazy as it is around there, you think Marion Barry could still win an election out there to this very day?
I mean, it's very political in D.C.
You think?
Oh, really?
You know, I don't really get into politics, man. I just stick to what I do best.
All right. Now, Dan, at this point, you know, you said your friend said he had an opinion about everything.
Yeah, that's...
And once he got to this one, I'm thinking, okay, this is...
That seemed... That bodes poorly for the rest of the interview.
Right. He doesn't want to talk. I'm getting more on edge. I'm starting to think about maybe crossing out questions that I have to ask anyway, because it just seems like he's just not in the mood.
I don't really get into politics, man. I just stick to what I do best.
All right. So, what's on your iPod, man? What fires you up for the game? I'm sure you're a music guy. What's your favorite artist of all time, music?
Well, I mean...
Air Supply.
I don't really have a favorite artist of all time, you know. Depends on how I feel for the day, man. I I'm very diverse in what I listen to. You know, I listen to everything from, Curtis Mayfield all the way to... Rick Ross, you know, okay. And everything in between.
What's your favorite TV show of all time?
Can we,
of all times?
Yeah, I beg your pardon. Curtis Mayfield to Rick Ross, is that a broad range, would you say?
Yeah, Curtis Mayfield is old school.
I just always sense when people describe their musical taste, everyone says they have a very wide range
of
what they like to listen to.
But it's still only 10% of all music, yeah.
Right, like if you say... I think I do, because over here is some Metallica, okay? And over here is Ice Cube. Those aren't very close, right? That's a bit diverse, right?
Mayfield's old school R&B. Rick Ross is, you know, straight up hip-hop. So
my follow-up to him claiming to have a diverse iPod would be, are there any white people in there?
All right.
Just
like you ask me all the time, and I say yes.
Well, you have everyone knows you have a racist iPod.
It's not racist.
Does he is the question. But I'm sorry.
You know, Rick Ross, you know, okay. And everything in between.
What's your favorite TV show of all time?
Of all the times?
Yeah. What's now? What's on your TiVo right now?
The Wire.
Man, I don't know. Storage Wars, I guess.
Okay.
What?
Big into reality TV.
Well, you know, I mean that's the new thing. You know, anything on the Nature Channel. You know what I mean? Big Cat Diaries.
So you're not big on like Mad Men or you know these series television that's out right now.
We really have a lot of time to really get caught up in the series, you know what I mean? You're always traveling, so whatever's on, you know, whatever's good on, I just, you know, I like channel surfing.
All right, so a few more questions now. You said you were one woman man growing up all the time. Describe to me perfect date for Delonte West. What are you doing?
Perfect date? Oh, man. Perfect date is, being in a comfortable setting, you know, with somebody that you love, somebody that you're comfortable with, and when you got those, two elements, you know. You can eat whatever, it don't matter what you're eating, you know what I'm saying? It's about who you spend the time with. So, you know, for me, you know, being with anywhere with Officer Savoy.
Well, with what?
And being anywhere with Officer Savoy, that's my girlfriend.
Okay.
Being anywhere with Officer Savoy. Tati.
Officer Savoy?
Yeah.
Who is this?
That's his girlfriend. As we,
he's Officer Savoy.
Yeah. I'm lost. Maybe her name is Savoy.
I thought he said anywhere if you go to Savoy, and I thought, wow, what a coincidence as we're at Savoy today. But Officer Savoy is his girlfriend.
Yes. Because I had a puzzled look on my face also.
And being anywhere with Officer Savoy, that's my girlfriend.
Okay.
Being anywhere with Officer Savoy, Tatiana Savoy, that's a perfect date for me.
That's what it's all about, huh?
Yeah.
You been to a Stars game here since you've been in town?
I haven't. It's crazy. I live right across the street.
you enjoy hockey, any?
Yeah, I've been to a few hockey games in my day, man. I definitely got to get out there. You know, this, like I said, this hectic schedule, man. This, right. You know, if you got downtime, you find yourself curled up in the bed somewhere.
That's the perfect downtime exercise, huh?
Yes, indeed.
Just sleeping and kind of chilling.
Mm-hmm.
All right, one last thing, man. This wacky radio line of television radio show. If you could just identify yourself and say, I never listened to Bob and Dan on the Ticket.
See, I never did.
Yeah, because you don't, right?
All right. This is Delonte West from the Dallas Mavericks, and I have never listened to Bob and Dan on the Ticket.
I appreciate that. Yeah, we read about your visit to the zoo, the Dallas Zoo, the other day, man. You enjoy yourself?
Oh, I had a blast. Like I said, anytime I can be around animals, be in my natural element, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's when I'm at my best.
Now, what was the, was your pet? Do you have dogs growing up?
I had pet everything. Dogs, anything I could find in the woods, I took home as a pet.
What's the craziest one you found and brought home?
Oh, man, I don't know. I don't know, man. Maybe a pet rock.
Right, though, okay? That might be a little crazy. All right, man.
I just take it for walks.
The rock?
Yeah, you just throw it. Go back and pick it up and throw it again.
That's taking it for a nice crisp walk. Huh?
Yeah.
All right, man. I really appreciate the time, man. Thank you very much. It's very nice to meet you, man. All right.
And there you go.
Yes. You woke him up a little bit.
I'm in love.
My sit down with Delonte West.
No.
More. Talk to him today.
Tatiana Savoy, a Washington, D.C., 7th District Special Operations Division officer in the 7th District Auto Theft Unit.
Really? She's really a cop, huh?
That's his girlfriend.
Do you feel like she might have been part of the crew that first... I mean, how did they meet? Might we need a follow-up on that?
What are you... okay.
Didn't he get pulled over in D.C. with all the guns?
Yeah.
Might they have looked in each other's eyes at that moment and realized as she was putting the cuffs on?
You just saw Days of Thunder, and your understanding of police stops is really thrown off right now.
Right.
I get that, and I love it. And I guess we'll talk about it tomorrow.
All right. Well, dude, let me just say this, Donnie. Anytime you want to say, look, I can't be at the meeting today because I'm talking to Delonte West...
Maybe I'll be
I support that.
Less nervous as the further along.
Well, yeah,
get.
Build a rapport.
There's so much more to talk about.
Don't scare him away.
Excuse me, sir.
Don't jump right into furniture delivery.
No. I read the situation correctly, I think, in my
eyes. I feel like that went very, very well. Now,
right.
Where do we go from here? Wow.
We'll get him again.
Endless possibilities.
Let's see if he'll remember me. Maybe he'll give me a black man hug next time.
Man, that's a slow delivery.
I want him conducting the timeout with the Mavs.
The fact that he likes Storage Wars kind of stops me down a little bit.
Do you like Storage Wars?
I do, and I've got a segment ready with Roy Williams audio and everything. But just the idea that that whole show is based on an auctioneer and the quick delivery of an auctioneer, I find it interesting that Delonte West might admire that but just doesn't have the gift. Almost like when I'm watching the NBA. I admire the NBA, but I don't have those gifts.
You think he has captions?
I don't think he could be an auctioneer.
You don't think so?
Hey, can I get $50?
Oh, I see 50 over here.
Over here. Oh, over there, right. I see 60. Okay.
All right. Who's going to bid 65?
All right.
It's not Brent Musburger. What are you doing?
You're looking live. The major. All right, it's 1:30.